Chapter 27. At the municipal complex in Van Buren, a crowd gathered. Newsmen and television cameramen were poised and ready. Word had spread that a suspect in the murder of Ruyen Park would be arriving with Chief Robertson and Assistant Chief Wayne Hicks. Deputies admonished drivers who had stopped their vehicles to move on. One deputy even pulled out his billy club to convince the driver of a white van to move along. Something big was happening, and everyone sensed it. By the time Hicks put his car into park, Linda was crying uncontrollably. She'd seen the crowd gathered at the complex, and she tried to hide on the floorboard. All the parking lot lights were on and shone down on the people milling around. "Get out, Mrs. Martin," the police chief said as he opened the rear door. Linda shook her head and moaned. The chief motioned to a female officer, Charlotte Williams, who was dressed in civilian clothes, to assist Linda out of the car. Williams was young and blonde and had a sweet face. "I've got you," she said. "Don't be afraid. I'll stay with you and help you inside." The female officer was strong and lifted Linda off the floorboard. "Try to walk." But Linda was unable to move her feet, so she was dragged inside. She covered her face with her hands when she saw the cameras pointed at her.
"I want my baby," she wailed. "I want my boys."
When they got her inside, they took her to the camera room for pictures and fingerprinting. She wore a striped shirt, jeans, and leather dress shoes, and her black curly hair was cut short, and it appeared to be freshly shampooed. The purse she was allowed to bring with her from Cabot was taken and stored in a locked cabinet. The female deputy tried to help her sit down, but she just slid onto the floor. She seemed unable to control her body, and she was sobbing in harsh gulps. The policeman thought she might become hysterical and somehow injure herself. They couldn't get her to speak, and they wondered if she was even aware of where she was. The city policeman and the county officers were elated. After 3 years, they'd finally caught the murderer of Ruy Park. Even though they had all been sure that Sam Hugh Park had killed his mother, they all felt a little guilty. Of course, they would never admit that their harassment had contributed to the demise of Sam Hugh Park. And it was some time later that Assistant Police Chief Wayne Hicks went to the cemetery and poured a bottle of Jim Beam on Sam Hugh's grave. What he said at the scene, nobody knew, and indeed he might not have said anything. His action with the whiskey was apology enough.